صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Also, before I begin, I give condolences to our dearest brother and friend, Dr. Omid Khudai, for the departure of his father, Haj Ja'far Khudai. Please join me in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha for him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. May Allah bless his soul, inshallah. Dr. Khudai is the brightest student in the Ahlul Bayt Islamic Seminary. He's very intelligent, and his presence in the seminary for the last 3 years truly contributes to the depth and the comprehensiveness and the professionalism of the seminary. And I envisage a brighter future for him. He's learning very fast. He's learning with intelligence, with open-mindedness, with a zeal to learn and to convey. Inshallah, you will convey everything you learn to others. This society needs people like you, people who are honest, sincere. And his mother told me that since he was a young child, she would take him, she would travel miles and miles to go and attend Islamic centers. At that time, there were no Shia centers in Southern California. So she used to take him to the Vermont Islamic Center of Southern California and other places to learn. So her efforts did not go in vain. Alhamdulillah. We see in you an Islamic character who loves knowledge and ilm and discussion. And he said something funny in Najaf when we were visiting the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He went to visit some of the rooms, and you know, in these rooms people study during the day. This is a university, not just a shrine. It turns the whole shrine of Imam Ali into a major university. So he came to the hotel, he was telling me, Sayyid, I went and I saw a halaqa, people studying exactly the same thing that you taught us in the seminary here. The same subject exactly that we learn in the seminary. I saw it today taking place in the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam. May Allah bless the soul of your father, inshallah. Also, we give condolences to Khanum Kothari, because this is the anniversary, second anniversary. Tomorrow is the second anniversary of the departure of her son, Sattar and Akshina. Please join me in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha for him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Rahmatullahi ta'ala 'alayhi. Surah Hud, Verse 23 and 24. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأخبتوا إلى ربهم وأخبتوا إلى ربهم أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. مثل الفريقين كالأعمى والأصم والبصير والسميع، هل يستويانِ مثلاً هل يستويانِ مثلاً أفلا تذكرون ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه إني لكم نذير مبين ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إني أخاف عليكم إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم أليم صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد.
It does not suffice just to have faith and good deeds. Mere faith and good deeds are not enough. Though the Quran says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who attain faith وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and their conduct, their practice is righteous. They have good deeds. But it is not enough. We need one more element. And that element, the spirit of faith and the spirit of the good deeds. Someone does good deeds, but he doesn't have good intention. God says, this good deeds, I do not count it. Because it looks good in the outside. But in his heart, in his mind, he did not intend goodness. Though he did good outside, but inside it's not good. It's batil, fasid, invalid. Therefore, look at the Quran. The Quran says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ those who are going to attain salvation are those who have faith and they practice, perform good deeds. وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ the third element, أَخْبَتُوا means they are subservient to their Lord, subordinate to their Lord. They are non-defiant because sometimes someone has faith and good deeds, but he's still defiant to God. He does not submit, does not humble himself because he's forced to do this. Many people are forced to pray, not because they love to pray, because they have to pray. Many women, they put on hijab because they have to, not because they love the hijab. Many people sometimes pay charity because they have to, out of embarrassment, not because they love to. Many people fast in Ramadan because they have to, not because they believe in the virtue and the merits of fasting. So sometimes a person has faith, but not real faith. And good deeds, but these good deeds are futile. Why? Because that person at the same time is disobedient. He's rebellion. He is insubordinate to his Lord. He's arrogant. He doesn't put his heart, his spirit in what he does. He doesn't. How do we know the faith is real faith, genuine? How do we know the deeds are really accepted, good deeds? When someone is subservient to his Lord. Submission. Inqiyad. Inqiyad means submission. Akhbatu means they are obedient. They love what they do. They believe in what they do. And if they can do more, they will do more. You know, many people, when they pray 5 times a day, he says, Alhamdulillah, it's off my chest. I did it. Let it go. Not because he loves, because he sees the prayers as a burden. So he has to do it anyways. Many Muslims, this is how they do their prayers. This is how they do their fasting and other religious duties. They don't put their spirit in it. They don't put their mind in it. This is why they pray. I just said this in Salatul Isha. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. They are absent-minded of their prayers. They do prayers, but absent-minded. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. They just show off. يُرَاؤُونَ مُرَاءَةً. They just show off. They just show off. It's not real prayers. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, indeed, verily, truly, those who have faith and good deeds, وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, they submit to their Lord. They humiliate themselves before their Lord. وَأَخْبَتُوا, they subordinate. Subordinate. So when they do the prayers, they feel peace. They really feel peace. Not a burden. Not a burden that I have to get over with it. Four rak'ah, tup, 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 finish. Ramadan, ooh, I have to fast. I have no choice. Inshallah, Allah brings. From day one, he's waiting for day 25, believe me. From day one. When does day 29 comes and say it says tomorrow is Eid and we celebrate? This is not submission, really. This is not love. This is not peace. This is why sometimes we fast, but we don't get the benefit. The Prophet says, how oftentimes some people fast, لَيْسَ لَهُ, he gains nothing from his fasting, إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ, thirst and hunger. He gains no thawab, no purification, no upliftment, except hunger and thirst. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَائِمٍ, how oftentimes someone prays ruku' sujood, he gains nothing but staying up the night, not sleeping, and exhaustion. Exhaustion, he gets nothing out of it. I saw with my own eyes, in the most sacred place on earth, Masjid al-Haram, someone was trying to reach the Jama'ah, so he was running fast. Everyone in his way, he will push him and shove him away. Why? To catch the Jama'ah. You are hurting, insulting, endangering the life of many people in the most sacred place to reach the Jama'ah, so you don't miss the Jama'ah. Is this a spirit of submission? Is this a prayers? This is not a prayers. Prayers, you have to be aware of your surrounding. You have to be thoughtful, considerate, accommodating, forgiving, nice, helping to those who are with you. Not that you push and you physically assault others so you don't miss the first rak'ah of the imam. So what if you miss the first? What will happen? Your prayers are not going to accept it? See, they think of physically of the salat, but not morally. Not spiritually, not morally, physically. He wants to do it physically, even though if he hurts people. Even though if he hurts people. I've seen again in Masjid al-Haram, when someone is praying and someone is about to pass in front of him. You know how they put their hands? Oop! Oop! Karate, believe me, karate. They hit. Why? Because you're going to void my prayers. So what? First of all, if that happens by mistake, even according to Abu Hanifa, your prayers are not going to be invalidated. Because it is unintentional. Even if your prayers is going to be invalidated, how do you give yourself the right to assault people physically? Why? Do you see now why Muslims are not going forward? They can't build their families and their societies because they wrongly understood religion. Wrongly. Upside down. Upside down. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. They have to submit to the Lord. أَخْبَتُوا. They have to lower themselves before their Lord. They have to love religion. They have to believe in what they do. They have to be accommodating to others. وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. أَخْبَتُوا in Arabic means خَشَعُوا وَأَنَابُوا وَتَضَرَّعُوا. They love what they do. They love these practices. They believe in their validity, in their benefit. It's not a burden. It's a privilege for them. It's a privilege. When God invites you to His path, it's not a burden. It's a privilege. Islam is a privilege. Just 2 days ago, someone in Germany who belongs to a far-right party that hates immigrants, especially Muslims. He's a member of that party. 2 days ago, he declared his Islam. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasul. This person, Arthur Wong, this person, few months ago, he said, in Germany, there is no place for Islam. Islam is not for this country. But Allah has switched his heart. مقلب القلوب. See? When someone is sincere and he studies and he discovers the truth, the reality, and of course with the guidance of God. Sometimes this is the wish of God. The wish of God. Maybe he has done something good in his life. God is rewarding him with the best gift, turning his heart to God, to Islam. He says, I'm a Muslim now. They said to him, how? He said, don't discuss with me. This is a private matter. My private life. You have no right to tell me how and why. And sometimes someone is born in a Muslim family for many decades and he doesn't turn even one time to God. Never. It's an opportunity. Opportunity for that one and an opportunity for this one. When you submit, once you submit yourself to the Lord, these gates and these doors are going to be opened for you. The gates of mercy, the gates of guidance, the gates of salvation, the gates of lights. Your life is going to change. وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. Those people are indeed أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. It's they who are the inhabitants of the garden. An example from the life of our imams. One of the most powerful statements of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam. He said many people today, the vast majority of people, either they have hope in God or they fear God. There is no third thing. Either they have tama', hope. They want God to forgive them, to take them to paradise. They couldn't make it here very well. They could not have a good life, good marriage, good business, good income, good house. So they say, God will build me this mansion, this, you know, Ferrari car in paradise. And they start promising, this wife, I couldn't get her here, inshallah, and Qiyamah I will get her. They promise, they have hope, tama, khawfan wa tama, this is. And others, not because of tama, because of fear of punishment, fear of the hellfire, fear of this, fear of that, fear of the qabr, the grave, the darkness of the grave, this and that. Imam Ali said, neither this and nor that. For me, it wasn't neither tama, greed, nor fear. Because I found God to be worthy of worship. ولكني وجدتك أهلا للعبادة فعبدتك. Not because I fear you take me to hellfire. Neither because I want you to give me good food and good shelter there. The real reason why I love you, because you are worthy of love. You are a good friend, good companion, good protector, good father, good defender. You are worthy. Very few people are like Ali ibn Abi Talib. 99.9% of people either hope greed or fear. But Ali, God lived in his heart. Today I was listening on the NPR that we have 4,800 homeless people in Orange County, not far from us, Santa Ana here. They live along the river. Have you seen them? There is an encampment, maybe one of the biggest encampments in the country. And they are, the sheriff county are removing them, asking them to leave. But I was thinking that the real homeless is not the one who does not have a house, but the one who does not have a heart, good heart, clean heart. This is real homelessness. Real homelessness when you don't have a good heart. Maybe if you don't have a roof, you have a street. This is Ardullah, wherever you sleep. And sometimes some people, they have no house, but they are still content. They still smile, and still happy sometimes. You find them happy. But when you don't have a heart, you are the real poor person. You are the real homeless. Because you don't know anything about God. You are not connecting. وَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ This is the real loss. When we are not connected to God. When we don't enjoy the sweetness of God, we deprive the heart. We deprive it. Why do we deprive it? As Arzu mentioned earlier, because our attachment, like the monkeys, he puts his hand and then he can't get it because he cannot let go. We can't let go of the dunya. We are so attached to the dunya. God says, either me or the dunya, either your heart is attached to this life or to me. You can't have both. Yes, you may use the dunya, but don't get attached to it. This is what Amir al-Mu'mineen says. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, use the dunya. Use it. Don't let the dunya use you. Dunya khadda'a, deceiving her. Don't let the dunya cheat on you. Don't let the dunya take advantage of you. Don't. Use it, but don't get attached to it. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأخبتوا إلى ربهم أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. Then the Quran gives a parable. I'll go quickly through this parable. مثل الفريقين, the parable of both parties. Who are the both parties? فريقين. Who are they? The believers and non-believers. God says that the parable of both parties, I'll give you a physical example, material example. In ilm al-bayan wal-ma'ani, one of the branches of the Arabic literature, this is tashbih al-ma'qulat bil-mahsusat. God wants to make something easy for us to understand, and that thing is spiritual. If he leaves it at that spiritual level, we cannot comprehend it. So he has to bring that down to the material realm so we can understand it. God says the difference between belief and disbelief is like someone who's deaf and blind. مثل الفريقين كالأعمى والأصم والبصير والسميع. Someone who has faith is hearing and seeing, and someone who lacks faith is blind and deaf. Some people have very powerful hearing, but when it comes to the truth, they can't hear the truth. They become deaf. That's it. Their hearing is perfect for music, for dunya, for rumors, for backbiting, for lies, for vain talks, awl al-zur, according to the Quran, perfect hearing. They never miss anything. But when it comes to maw'idha, they can't hear maw'idha. They can't. For an advice, they can't hear the advice. It does not go here, it does not penetrate. They are sensitive, allergic. Same thing with the truth, with the signs of God. They see everything perfect. Only the sign of God, they cannot see it. They can't see it. Why? في قلوبهم مرض. The problem is here. The real problem is here. The real problem is arrogance. The real problem is arrogance, is disobedience. When we are disobedient to God, when we don't appreciate God, when we have arrogance in our heart, when we don't humble ourselves before God, when we don't have khushu', humility and subservience before God, then the eyes and the ears are not going to be open to the truth. It's open to everything except the truth. Allah says in Surah Ar-Rum, you know how many times says وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Look at Surah Ar-Rum. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. The creation of heaven and earth and the diversity of your tongues and your colors. Travel in this land and see how many colors and how many cultures and how many languages we have. These are one of the signs of God. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا. Marriage is one of his signs. Two strangers, totally strangers, they don't know each other. Someone lives in that continent, the other lives in the other continent, they get together, they fall in love with each other. They become one person. Isn't this a miracle? Two people who did not know each other. Did not know each other. Now they are one person. God says, this is my job. This is my sign. And then after that, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارُ وَابْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Sleep. Sometimes we belittle the sleep. What is the sleep? Sleep. Everybody can sleep. No, not everybody. Try now to go to your country, 11 hours of flight. You will sleep 1 hour and you wake up in the middle of the night. You try to sleep, you try, you can't. You have jet lag. Same thing when you come back. So sleep is one of the signs of God's mercy. Mercy brings peace. Ask those who cannot sleep. They don't have peace. They don't have peace in their life. And many others. But someone who's a disbeliever, who's arrogant, he does not see these signs. Never he appreciates them. Never. Because one of the diseases of disbelief, beside arrogance, is greed. He wants more. He does not appreciate. Like some children, the more their parents they provide them, the more they ask, the more they need. Never they come to their parents and say, Daddy, Mama, you really helped me. For 15 years, 18 years, 25 years, you gave, you sacrificed. Never, ever. They need more, 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 more. This is how we deal with God. This is how we treat God. We ask more and more and more from Him. We never appreciate. And if God condemns someone to misery, you know what He takes away from him or her? The ability to thank. Shukr. You know, shukr is one of the best qualities of a believer, is to be able to say thank you to his Lord every single minute of his life, to appreciate. This is why one of the best dhikr in the Quran, Alhamdulillah, praise to our Lord. Alhamdulillah, I praise him for what he did to me. He could have neglected me. He could have created me something else. But he brought me into guidance. He made me a human being with worth, with value. By introducing himself to me, he could have said, no, you are not worthy. You are not worthy. We have things that we don't appreciate. One of them, ni'matul iman. Believe me. When you spend your days and your nights connected with God, some people are connected with their wealth, with their money. They see nothing but wealth. They see nothing but gold. They see nothing but the sandali, the seat. Huh? The seat that they occupy.
You'll need to connect to the internet first.
See? This is a proof. You need to connect to the internet, and probably she wanted to say to the White House first. But if you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the iPhone, then you will find real happiness. Allahumma ighfir al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. Inshallah, Saturday we have Arabic sessions. Al-Sabt, inshallah, al-Jalsa al-Arabiya fi al-Sa'a al-Sabi'a, and tomorrow, inshallah, Salat al-Jumu'ah at 12, inshallah. Allahumma ighfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير أري شادي روح مرحوم أوي جعفر خدائيب أوي ستار نقشينا الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد